in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
The UK did the right thing to ban them, and then now to lift this prematurely before processes have been completed in South Africa is rather unfortunate.
In South Africa, National Treasury last year slapped the company with a 10-year ban, which remains in place. Given the bilateral relations that South Africa and the UK government have, would it be expected that the UK government took a stronger stand against this company?
They did take a stronger stand, and we initially welcomed that. However, this is a development which doesn't seem to make complete sense. And there are still, I think, processes that need to be completed in South Africa. I think the general point that we would like to make is that many of these multinational companies who are in positions of trust seem to get away lightly when they get up to shenanigans. And it seems to be that is the case here. And even though we don't want to prejudge the issue, we think that it merited far more investigation and there ought to have been more time before such a decision was taken.
But one would think that the investigations done in South Africa would be enough. Not one, but two judicial commissions of inquiry found Bain & Company to have colluded with former President Jacob Zuma to undermine the country's state institutions. This is, in fact, a slap on the wrist by the UK government. How does this then pave the way for public funds to be siphoned off to private pockets by such consultancy firms and larger companies?
Absolutely. We agree that these seem to be quite a slap on the wrist, but we do feel that there were further steps recommended by the Zondo Commission, especially with regard to reviewing of all dealings by the state and state organizations with Bain. So there's some incomplete work there. But yes, we think that some of the mandates given to some of these companies are predetermined. And then they make findings that are in keeping with what the CEO or the management of the day wants, and it's a predetermined conclusion, and that seems to have been the case at SARS and with other organizations. So all in all, I think that it required far more scrutiny, and the ACM is not happy that this sends up the right signals and message to other corporate entities. We have auditors and other professionals and other consulting companies who may think that they can get away with any type of recommendation that they make without facing any serious consequences.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.